It's time for The Drive with Carmichael Dave talking sports on The Drive.
I like the new open.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked really hard on it.
I love the new open.
Hey, you know what else I just realized?
Ah.
I'm going to have to... legal IDs were in the open.
Oh, all I have to do is say you're listening to Sports 1140 KHDK AM Sacramento, CBS radio station, and you're home of the Kings. I think I just did the legal ID.
That's it, because I was just going to fire off a legal ID here.
Well, let me see how close I can get. Hold on. You're listening to Sports 1140 KHDK AM Sacramento, a CBS radio station, and you're home of the Kings. I don't think I even have to say home of the Kings. I think
there's a Coors Light thing you have to say in there, too.
Oh, a sponsored thing? All right, you're listening to Sports 1140 live from the Coors Light studios at Sports 1140 KHDK AM Sacramento, a CBS radio station. I think I just did the legal ID.
Yeah. It's a lot. Dude, we're so legal.
We are ridiculous. We are 18 plus right now. Welcome into The Drive. The cat's away. The mice will play. Katie not coming in for an hour. Scott Pollard not with us. Pierre Nugent not with us. Any of the other cast of characters not with us. It's myself. It's Kyle. It's some soundboards. It's your text line. Although I can't. Is your text line working?
Yeah, I got this guy that wants fart sounds.
Yeah, that's
right
all
at the top.
That's all he wants every day. Every day, that's his gig. Every single that is his shtick.
He's committed to the bit.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
This is just gonna be the show. Is just gonna be reading texts and hitting sound effects in response to those.
That's
texts.
It. That's all he wants. I mean, listen. I used to do an old thing I've talked about. Oh, maybe my computer's just not working. My goodness, because I'm not getting. I kind of feel naked when I don't have my intranet, because I like to read the texties.
Oh yeah, mine says there is no internet connection.
Ah, so it isn't my computer. I see.
Let me.
Okay, no, you know that's fine.
I see.
You know the show must go on. Welcome in. We do have a fun cast of characters today, though. I will tell you, besides myself and Kyle. Kyle. Scott's got me doing that now.
Yeah.
Old Granty Napes will join us at 7:35, we think. I talked to him. He was going through security on the way with the Kings down to L.A. last night. Grant's going to join us at 7:35, where we will finally do our Pierre Nugent Memorial Airport Code Quiz. All right, so we will do that. Matt Barrows, his weekly Thursday stop at 8:05. We will talk about the 49ers. And then Jack Cooley of your Sacramento Kings. He's going to join us at 8:35. And we're going to talk about his journey. It's always fun talking to Jack. Maybe we'll give him an airport quiz. Or maybe because we have Aftershock tickets today. So this is going to be advantageous for you guys. By the way, if you're listening, feel free to call in at 339-1140. Just say you're listening. Just your name and where you're calling from and what you're doing. Just 339-1140. I'm always curious if somebody is actually listening. Because I'm always of the belief that if there's no... I can't see my text. I can't see the phones. Like, literally, are we broadcasting for you and me right now?
My parents are definitely listening. Well, my folks are in.
That'd be kind of weird. Mine are too. The parents calling is that's kind of. I mean, you know, that's really sad. If all we got were parents, hey Dad, welcome in.
Thanks for calling, Dad.
Thanks for calling, Pops. I want to do this thing today, and I'm kind of stealing this from one of those Deadspin offshoots. They had a thing. They had a thing where they did a quiz based on, was it a real, there's a thing called the FA Cup. It's a big soccer tournament. And you probably don't care about it. But there's like 150 teams that enter or something like that. It's crazy. And some of them sound real. Some of them sound fake. Unscreen phone call. Who's this?
This is Joe in Sacramento.
Joe, thanks for listening. Where are you going at 6:05 this morning?
I dropped my wife off to work, and then head back home, sir. Get the kids ready for school.
Wow. So
man, that's awesome.
You wake up, you go drop your wife off, and then you come back home, get the kids ready, and then off to school for them this early, huh?
Beast mode, Dave. Beast mode.
I'm telling you.
That's great.
Brother, love you.
We're more productive than Marshawn Lynch the last 2 weeks.
I'm telling you. See, that's my guy right there.
Proud of Joe.
That's
neither of our dad, by the way.
No, neither of our dads named Joe. Unscreen phone call. Who's this listening?
This is Matt from Roseville.
Matt, were you on your way to work?
Yes, sir.
Man, you work this early, huh?
Yeah, I work for the city. We're working the sewer department.
Oh.
Oh, yikes. Sorry.
Do you ever have to go under, you ever have to go into the whatever's, the sewers is the word I was probably looking for?
The word you're looking for, go in the manhole?
Yeah, the manhole. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. I don't want to give away. I don't want you to tell any tales out of school, but do they lock manholes? Or if I wanted to just go grab a crowbar, if I chose, could I crawl into a manhole? Not that I'd ever want to.
If you, for some reason, wanted to, yeah, you could.
It's probably not pleasant down there, is it?
It's not too pleasant, no.
Do the Ninja Turtles live down there?
Yeah.
Or is that a different city?
We've seen a few of those.
Yeah. That's my guy, man, right? Do you see these guys? These guys are off. They're working, they're trying to be entertained. Usually they probably aren't being entertained. They're trying to be entertained by what we're doing. Let me see if everybody can play along at home. Kyle, I'm going to use you as a guinea pig.
Yeah, please.
Half of these, I won't even give out a number. Let me just say many of these teams are actual teams.
About half.
That played in the FA Cup this year in England. It's a soccer tournament. And many of these teams are teams that I made up. Now, what we're going to do later is we're going to have people call in, and if you get three in a row right, you're going to win Aftershock tickets. So if you're listening now, and you listen all the way through till about 8:40, you're going to have a huge advantage because we're giving away some of the answers right now. Kyle, are you ready?
Yeah.
Real or fake English soccer team? We'll start with Liver's Edge.
Liver's Edge?
Liver's Edge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a real soccer
team. That's a real soccer. Hold on a second. Where is it? Here we go. Hold on. That's real.
Nice.
I had to grab my bell. Sorry. I don't have a buzzer.
Why don't you have a buzzer? Oh, because you're playing a thing.
Yeah. All right. Romulus.
No.
No. Real or fake?
Fake.
Soccer team. That's a fake soccer team?
I'm sorry.
That is a real
bummer.
Soccer team.
I'll pull up a buzzer. Go ahead.
Schottenberry. So we're starting over now. Schottenberry. Is that a real or fake English soccer team that played in the FA Cup this year?
Schottenberry.
Fake. Fake. That's absolutely correct. It is a fake soccer team. Let's see. Spenny Moore.
Yeah.
Fake or real?
Real.
Real. Oh, my God. You just have to get one more. And Clapton.
No, that's a guitar player.
Clapton is actually a soccer team. There you go. Thank you. Okay. Let's see here.
Are they owned by Eric Clapton?
Cockfoster.
You cannot. I have to dump that.
You can't say that. Cockfosters. Cockfosters. Real or fake?
Yeah, that sounds too fake to be fake.
That is a real FA Cup. Don't worry about the phones. Or are they ringing out loud? You got to kind of worry about them. Okay. That is a real FA Cup team. Let's see. Fartlethorpe.
That's fake. You made that up.
I did make that up. You're absolutely correct. And let's see. Manchester Stoney.
Yeah. I think there's a third Manchester soccer team.
All right. We have a good. All right. One more here. Barking.
That's it?
Barking. Is it a real or fake FA Cup soccer team from this year?
I think that's real. I think it's a real team.
That is absolutely correct.
Outstanding.
I hope I'm getting the pronunciation right because this is how it's spelled.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
Clitoro. I don't think it could be pronounced any other way. Clitoro.
Since you didn't know, I think that's a real team.
That is a real team. And finally, Stains.
Fake team.
I'm sorry. Stains is a real FA Cup team. Okay. All right. This is gonna work just fine. These are real teams. I'm going through last night. These are actual real soccer teams. Unscreened phone call. Who's this? Yes, you. Wondering if I'm talking to you.
Good morning, Dave. This is Mary from Elk Grove.
Hi, Mary. What are you on your way to do today?
I am driving to Stockton to go to work at the O'Reilly Distribution Center.
Hey, look at you. Fan freaking tag. Now, you go from Elk Grove to Stockton. What is that, about 30 minutes?
45.
Wow. A little commute? No, but you want to live in Elk Grove. You're not trying to move down to Stockton, I assume.
No, sir.
Mary, I hope that you distribute beautifully today at the distribution center. We wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Look at that. See, that is a fine distribution, speaking of listener this morning. I'm ready to go. That's something I used to do in the old night show. I'd take a roll call. People call in. Hey, what are you doing this morning? Or back then it would be, what are you doing at night? Because it would be 9 p.m. when I'd be starting my show. And it was always like, hey, Dave, I'm on my way to my security job. Pretty much that was it. I'm a security guy, or I'm a truck driver. Or it would be something like, Dave, I'm just sitting in my house listening to you. It was one of those three. Security guy, custodian, or somebody with a cold, apparently.
I think we have an explanation for that Matt Barrow story now.
Oh, shade thrown. When we get back, we have Morning Brew. I got to get to this headline Kyle texted me this morning. Somebody at Pro Football Talk was having fun with headlines today, and I always enjoy those.
I always feel like it's Florio behind those, but I don't think that was Florio.
I don't think that was Florio. I think that was one of those millennial writers that went, I've got some words to play with. Here's what's happening. We had baseball last night. We got football tonight. And Adrian Peterson talked to God and Sonny Jesus, and they apparently listened, according to AP. We get to Morning Brew next. It's Dave and Kyle behind the glass. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, Kyle, I like that call. I don't like it when announcers sound like they're stoned when something really excited happens.
Sure.
On the other end of the spectrum, I don't like it when it's like, oh, my God, it's up and in the basket. Whoa, it's now 17-10 Kings. Like, I in the first quarter kind of thing. Like,
Sure.
Don't blow your you-know-what early.
Yeah.
That's a grand slam in an elimination game on the road to seemingly ice it and send it back to Washington. Like, I feel like that was an acceptable amount of excitement.
Yeah, that's fair.
And let's be fair. You were saying if you were leaning one way or the other, he might have – that was like a Giants win the pennant type of call in a divisional game.
Correct. That's how it seemed to me.
I see both sides. Bottom line
listening to it again, it wasn't as bad as it was in my head.
I can tell you why. From doing mornings for as long as I've done, it's because you weren't all the way awake yet, and that's just annoying when somebody's that loud and excited. Let's see my relationship with Katie in the mornings. That would be Katie every morning when I'd roll up, and, you know, you're just not ready for that kind of excitement.
Yeah.
5-0. Nationals win. Steven Strasburg was dominant.
Yeah, he was all right.
And though I was pulling for the Cubs, I want to see a Cubs Indians rematch. Which, by the way, is that me or you?
That's me. That was you.
Yeah. The Indians Cubs rematch isn't going to happen. Breaking news. We'll get to that in just a second. But I'll tell you why I was really happy, and we'll talk about this later with Strasburg. I like when phenoms pay off, and I like when people with hype pay off, and I like when injuries don't kill careers. And Strasburg's been through a lot. And he is such an amazing pitcher when he's healthy and when he's on. He's amazing.
Yeah, when he was coming out, he was touted as, you know, the best pitching prospect maybe ever.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he hasn't lived up to that, you know, pick an all-time great pitcher. The Nolan Ryan status or Randy Johnson,
right.
Pedro. But the fact that he has been so injured and so banged up and he has still managed to be as good and as dominant as he's been one of the most under-the-radar dominant players
when
in
healthy.
The league. Yeah.
When healthy.
He's been incredible.
There was another game last night, too.
Worth noting,
yes.
Ryan Madsen and Sean Doolittle were the two guys out of the bullpen for the Nats there.
I don't know.
Innings a walk, two Ks, no hits.
I don't know why that's relevant.
Both former A's.
Is that why? Well, you know what? We have more A statistics coming up in
that segment. Perfect.
Give me my computer sound back. I think here's the other game with the Yankees.
This is a different call, by the way. He said it again.
More like Didi Gregorius. Okay, so here's the thing. Whereas I think that might be a little bit cheese ball, you're not allowed to think that's cheese ball because you're the cheesiest guy I know.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's your wheelhouse.
No, for sure.
Okay.
And when he says, and Teixeira sends a text message, I'm like, dude, nailed it. You got it. But the fact that he used the Didi, yes in Didi thing every time. Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphoric. Uses it every time.
Come up with something new.
And if you don't have something new, do a normal freaking home run call, man.
I understand. Well, more
that's
on,
my beef.
More on this at 6:30. And really, honestly, and hot take cannon alert, we might have seen the best Didi in the history of baseball last night. I don't know that there's another Didi that's better.
I tweeted about that.
Did you?
It's my MLB Mount Rushmore of Didis. And it's Gregorius and TBD.
And TBDD?
Yeah.
Oh, we're stupid. It's a battle of first place teams tonight. It's 4-1. Eagles take on the 4-1 Panthers. Hey, Cam Newton, all you got to do is be a little misogynistic and get killed for it. And guess what? Now you're on fire. Isn't that the focus? Now give it 1 week. Throw a few touchdown passes. Your team's 4-1. Everyone loves Cam Newton again. And, hey, you know what? Why not? It's a big game tonight. And we all bitched about Thursday night games and how nobody cares. Well, here you go. And Kyle, does memory serve me properly? I have a little bit of an asterisk in my head when it comes to the Eagles. Didn't the Eagles, along with the Vikings, both have really good starts last year and then just...
Yeah. I believe that was the case. They kind of petered out at the end, and that's where people point to Doug Peterson. Yeah, the Eagles lost 5 of their last 7 last year. But that's kind of the beef with Doug Peterson is how good of a coach is he? Because they started 3-0 last year, then after the bye lost 2 straight, got a win, then lost 2 straight, got a win, then lost 5 straight. So we'll see. We'll see with this Eagles team. I'm not a believer quite yet.
Did you say they petered out?
Uh-huh.
Petered out? Okay, I see. All right, here we go. A fine 9-yard gain highlight. I'm
Nailed
sure there
it.
Weren't that many. For speaking of petered out, Adrian Peterson has his career petered out. He said his prayers were answered by the man himself, and that's why he's in Arizona, which is the home for wayward and aging running backs.
You can, right.
Yeah, along with Emmitt Smith and who's the other guy I'm forgetting? There was one more. Emmitt
Smith.
Edrin
James
Thank
is there
you.
For a little
Edrin
bit.
James and Emmitt Smith, both. So
Chris Johnson?
Emmitt, well, but he was, you know, I mean, Isn't Chris Johnson still like 23 years old?
No, Chris Johnson's 2,000-yard season was almost 10 years ago.
Was it really? Yeah. Oh, my God. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson along with the Eagles and Panthers and all the football stuff. Big injuries, too. Updates as well at 6:48. Coming up next, let's get back into this whole baseball situation. Look ahead to Game 5 as well. Cubbies and Nationals. We will break. It's a drive with David Cal right here on Sports 1140 KCK. Big Fat Hairy show for all of you today with Kyle behind the glass. Just the boys here. Just me and Kyle doing what me and Kyle do.
Shooting the breeze.
That's what we do. That's what we do, guys. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Granny Nape, Soul Grant Nape here at 735 live from L.A. where the Kings will take on the Clippers tonight. 7:30 is your tip. I believe pregame would start then at 7 o'clock. Matt Barrows with his Thursday Niner check-in from the Sack B at 8:05, and then back to L.A. Jack Cooley fighting to make the team, going through training camp. We love talking to Jack. He will join us at 8:35. We also have after shock tickets as well, and we will play a game if we have time for those tickets, real or fake English soccer team. We already test drove that in the 6 a.m. hour, and it worked out. Before we get to baseball, Kyle, we were talking yesterday about the World Cup and what that means and how bad it is. And nobody's hurting more than Fox Sports other than, you know, U.S. men's soccer.
Sure.
There's a statistic that was put out today, and thanks to our buddy, Darren Revelle. Our buddy, I don't think anybody else likes him. I like Darren Revelle. He's a cheese ball, but I like him. Showing from 2014 and a little bit of 2010 what it meant. In 2014, the most watched match in the World Cup for the United States, these are U.S. households, Portugal versus the United States, 18.2 million. The second most watched game in the United States of the World Cup was the final, Argentina versus Germany at 17.4. Third place, U.S. Belgium. Fourth place, U.S. Ghana. Fifth place, Germany versus the United States. So with the exception of the final, which was second, behind by almost a million, and that, by the way, that Portugal-United States game was group play. That was not round of 16. That was the Belgium game. They're all United States games. In 2010, the four U.S. matches averaged 10.3 million viewers. The 60 other matches averaged 2.8 million viewers. It was up in 2014. 2014, the four U.S. matches. We went from 10.3 million in 2010 up to 14.3 million in 2014. The 60 other matches, 3.9 million. 14.3 on average for the United States matches in 2014, 3.9. And I got a lot of, you know, diehard soccer fans that were texting the hell out of me yesterday, like I was insulting their mother, saying, "Hey, you know what? You typical stuck up, you know, American people watch quality soccer. Nobody cares if the U.S. is out of it." Well, listen, there's no doubt that international soccer is far more quality on average than United States soccer.
Absolutely,
it's not an argument. But the United States likes to watch the United States, and they like to watch the United States compete and do well. And I still maintain, and we'll probably never get a chance to find this out, Kyle, if the United States played in a World Cup final, I believe it would be the most watched sporting event, including Super Bowls, in American history. I think it would be the most watched sporting event because of how, when you look at the number breakdown for both men and women, you're getting both sides insanely. And whereas the Super Bowl is an event and not just there for sports,
yeah,
a World Cup final, I'm pretty damn positive, like 98% of everybody would be watching it just for the novelty.
Yeah, and especially since that would be such a huge upset.
Yes.
And the fact that, okay, so they get to the round of 16.
Yes.
People still, you know, you still have your people that care, but the general sports fan is like, yeah, whatever, screw soccer.
Sure.
But they win that round of 16 game, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh.
Oh.
Like, and now you get a few more. Now they're in the semifinal. They win, now they're in the semifinal. And now we have full soccer mania going. And then they're in the final, and you have people like my grandma who are tuning in.
That's the difference, and you hit it, is that with a Super Bowl, and football's far more popular. We're not making an argument.
Right.
But with a Super Bowl, not everybody's a Denver fan. Not everybody's a Dallas fan. Not everybody. With the United States, when you get the country involved,
right?
Everyone's, you know, not everyone.
That's me with the Olympics.
Absolutely. Everybody. You don't care about swim. There was a swimming meet like 3 weeks ago on NBC on Sunday afternoon or something. I watched it for like 5 minutes. I don't care.
Dude, I threw things. I got upset at the U.S. curling team during the 2014 Winter Olympics.
I actually remember thinking during the Winter Olympics in 2014 that curling is maybe a sport that could catch on.
Very underrated.
Very underrated. And then I watched some curling on like NBC Sports Network. I don't know, it was like 4 or 5 months ago. They had curling on a Saturday afternoon. Yep. I turned it on. I was like, okay. I mean, it was cool. I didn't watch the whole thing. It's got to be, you got to have the Olympics involved, right, which are coming up in February.
Yeah,
the Winter Olympics are coming up in February. Some stats on last night's games. Let's go with the Indians and Yankees first.
Please.
The Indians have not won a winner-take-all game in the postseason since beating the Yankees in the 97 ALDS.
Yikes.
The Indians became the first 100-win team to blow a two-game lead in a divisional series since
the 2002 Oakland Athletics.
2001,
I meant.
You know who beat the 2001 A's, by
the
way?
The Yankees.
Yankees, they did it both.
Jorge Posada hit a big home run off Barry Zito in that series, I believe.
This is the Indians' fourth postseason series in which they lost three straight games with a chance to clinch the series. That is terrible. Fourth time in the postseason, the Indians have had three chances. They lost three straight games with a chance to clinch.
Imagine having a favorite team that does that.
Oh, dude. I feel so bad right now. I don't feel bad. Here's who I feel bad for. I feel bad for diehard Cleveland fan who loves football and baseball and hates basketball.
Dude, right? Right.
I don't feel bad for the city. They have LeBron James and they have a title.
And you know that there are definitely tribe fans who can't stand the NBA.
Sure.
That are going, I don't care, LeBron's back. I've got my tribe.
Oops.
And now they've just botched it 2 years in a row. At least the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead and came back and won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you blow the 3-1 lead, but then you win 20-odd games in a row. You've won 29 of 31 going into the postseason. You go up 2-0, and it's like, we are a buzzsaw. We're going to crush everybody this year. And then you just...
That's really kind of the equivalent is if the Warriors had blown that 3-1 lead. I'm kind of repeating what you just said. If the Warriors had blown that 3-1 lead, which they did. I am heat-beating you. But it's a great point. They blew the 3-1 lead to Cleveland. Cleveland wins the finals. That actually happened. But then they did exactly what they did last year. They came back. They won a crap ton of games, except flip it. Make last year the 73-win year. Okay, make the year before the 67 or whatever it was. So last year, they win the 73. They have like a 20-game winning streak, like you said. And then they go up 3-0, and they blow the lead again and lose the series. Like that's actually a great point. That's how everybody should look at this right now.
In the first round.
Oh, dear Lord.
To the Jazz or the Blazers.
You know what they should do? They should make a movie about the Cleveland Indians team and just celebrating how bad they are. They should make like a movie, like a comedy about how bad the Indians are.
What would you title a movie like that, though?
I don't know, like...
Minor leagues?
Major
disappointment?
Something. I don't know. Whatever it is, it has to have Charlie Sheen in it. This is the fifth
time... R.I.P. Lou Brown.
This is the fifth time a team has won a postseason series in which it lost a game it led by 5 runs at any point. The Yankees have done it twice.
Yikes.
Yeah. From the 916, you're not going to mention the Women's World Cup? Shame. They rule. Hey, listen. Here's
the women's national team is incredible.
Women's national team is incredible. They are amazing, and I watch every minute of them past the like qualifying and all that.
Where they win 10-0.
But what the Women's World Cup does and what the Men's World Cup does aren't comparable. They're just not. I'm just talking numbers and revenue. They're not comparable. So when people say, "Well, yeah, the men's team sucked,"
the women's team is too dominant.
You're exactly right, and that's part of it. The other part of it is more people watch the men's sport than they do the women's
sport.
You
have the meatheads that go, I don't need to.
And I'm not judging. I'm not trying to be misogynistic. I'm just talking about the numbers. So when we talked about how bad this was for the United States soccer, some people would crack back and say, no, it's bad for the men's. No, it's not. It's bad for all of soccer. It carries over. And, yes, the women's program should teach a class to the men's program on how to be successful and how to be dominant and how to do what they're, you know, what they're doing.
Carly Lloyd, yes, on the men's team.
No freaking doubt about it. When we get back, we'll look quick at the Eagles and Panthers. That's a battle of first place teams tonight. Also, some injury updates for you. A big tight end injury update. You're going to need to fill a spot. We'll tell you who you could. Dave Richard, by the way, joining us tomorrow at 8:05, and he'll help you with your lineups. And a quarterback that looks like he will play after all, even though he's on the injury list. It's The Drive, Dave and Cal, all the way till 9 o'clock, Sports 1140 KHDK. Matt Barrows at 8:05, Grant Napier coming up at 7:30, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. In Texas over at 44-1140. We are ready to hear you. Tyler Eifert out for the year. Tyler Eifert is gone. That makes that gives the Bengals Tyler Eifert is a dude that another guy that when he's on and he's healthy. We talked about Jordan Reed yesterday. I'm not going to compare Tyler Eifert to Jordan Reed. But Tyler Eifert's a guy that when he is on is extremely helpful to Andy Dalton. When he is hurt, which is semi-often, that's a problem. Tyler Kroft, they have a couple of Tylers at tight end. Tyler Kroft has come in and been kind of hit and miss. He had the game against Cleveland where he had six catches, 68 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. He followed it up with 38 yards last week. So it'll be interesting if Tyler Kroft is able to fill any of that void for a Cincinnati team that's actually trying to turn things around a little bit after that horrific start where they were trying to fire pretty much everybody. Somebody had asked me earlier on the text line, I'm trying to find it. They were asking, about Ed Dixon of Carolina. They're playing tonight. Do you think Ed Dixon is a legit fantasy option? And, again, we'll have Dave Richard on tomorrow at 8:05 to help answer that question. I'll tell you,
Ed Dixon plays tonight, though.
I'm saying that he was asking about that for tonight because there's some. For example, I wonder if this guy has Eifert, finds out Eifert's out, was going to start him, and then is looking for a pickup. Ed Dixon, I picked him up. I picked up Ed Dixon when Gronk was out. What was it, last week? Ed Dixon's one of those. Listen, you know what Greg Olsen did? Greg Olsen was the safety valve for Cam Newton for his entire career. And with Olsen presumably out for the year with the foot break, Ed Dixon is absolutely a legit fantasy option. I can't guarantee you he's going to put up points every week, but he's shown, what did he have, like five catches for 185 yards or something stupid?
Yeah, five for 175 last week.
A couple weeks ago. That's freaking ridiculous. So that's big news. Also, Tom Brady showing up on the injury report for the Patriots, which isn't out of the ordinary. Everybody pretty much shows up on the injury report at one point or the other for the Patriots. But Tom said yesterday, there is absolutely zero question at all he will be playing this weekend. I believe this is from the Dan Lebatard show. I know that she showed up on there. Kiwana, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Kiwana Nij. She's the lady that put out the tape of Chris Forster, the Miami Dolphins O-line coach that was snorting O-lines in the meeting room, presumably, at the Dolphins. Here's what she had to say as to why she put this video out. So she's saying he's a leader. She would have recorded him anyways, even if he hadn't sent her the video, because it needed to be exposed that he was doing cocaine. And then she referenced the people upset about the kneeling for the anthem. Here's more from her. Finally, she says he threatened her after he sent her the video. I don't know how to feel about this. This whole thing's kind of dirty to me. And I don't know how to feel on either side. Like I'm glad it got exposed because, and this is just me, I don't think you should be a coach in the NFL and be able to snort cocaine at the facility. I my opinion, that's a bad thing. I don't think you should have your job when you're snorting cocaine at the practice facility. On the other hand, too, and this isn't a but, this isn't a Stephen A. Smith, however, I don't know, that just keeps, you would have secretly recorded him either way? I would like to know more about this before I judge.
The whole thing is super sketchy.
I completely agree.
Like, even if not even saying that she's lying about any of this.
Sure.
But just the entire situation is sketchy. It sounds like a De Niro movie.
It sounds like you have two people that you don't want to, you know, you don't want to invite over for Christmas parties.
For sure.
And I don't know what she was the victim of. That's what I need to know. Now, if it's a situation where there's abuse involved, if there's even blackmail, whatever, then you know, there's no victim shaming happening here. But what I'd like to know is, did he pay you at any point? Did he pay you money? And did you take that money? And where were your morals and ethics when you were cashing the checks, or should I say, putting the cash in your pocket? So I don't want to make this lady out to be a hero either. I think it's just a sad and unfortunate situation. Carolina, 3.5-point favorites at home, taking on the Eagles tonight. We'll talk more about that game later and those matchups. The two first-place teams that some people did not think would be anywhere near first place, sitting here about, what, a third of the way, just a little under a third away through the season. Top of the hour, Kings Clippers tonight down in Los Angeles. And an idea Kyle kind of floated to me the other day I want to talk about when it comes to the NBA playoffs. And I got an idea to float back because we gotta improve these.
Stuff floating all over the place.
It's floating everywhere. We're going to grab a couple of things and make it happen. It's a drive back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK.